Now D-U-Z Duz brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mandy didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, ma'am. Now she does use Duz.
Now she knows that Duz, D-U-Z, is best. It does everything. You see, Mandy used to do a lot of washings for folks all over town. She'd have stacks of streaky towels.
Lordy, how am I ever going to get these things white?
She'd have greasy work pants to do.
I'd be scrubbing here all day.
And some folks handed her pretty rayons to wash.
I hate these fussy things. They look so peaked when I get through.
Well, one day, Mandy met a lady who used Duz. And Mandy discovered Duz does best. This new kind of soap does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for your towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, plus extra safety for pretty colors. Now Mandy goes dozing around town. Now she dozes those towels.
I declare, there's the whitest white in all the world.
No soap washes whiter than Duz. Now Mandy dozes the work pants.
They're as easy as pie. No more hard scrubbing for Mandy.
No soap gets clothes clean easier than Duz. And now Mandy dozes those rayons.
Sakes alive. These rayon slips just come out smiling.
Duz actually leaves colors brighter, so they last longer. Sure, this new kind of soap does everything. It's the best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Duz had the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Duz does best.
Mm-hmm. Duz does everything.
Now Duz invites you to visit the Goldbergs. The real story of Edward Reynolds, Lastonbury's most aloof man of wealth, has at last come out into the light of day. That is, all but the mystery of Elizabeth Neal. As Molly learned only a little while ago, Mr. Reynolds was arrested at the meeting for reasons other than Elizabeth Neal's disappearance. He was charged with the possession of narcotics. Mike had unearthed evidence that Edward Reynolds had been growing a habit-forming weed at a tremendous profit on the plot of land the community wanted for a housing project. Now it was obvious why Reynolds had opposed the project so strenuously. But what about Elizabeth Neal? What happened to her? A few minutes ago at the Goldbergs, the telephone rang. Bertie answered, and then fainted. Uncle David followed suit, and finally Molly answered, and passed out. Listen.
Oh, my head. Such a headache. Rosa, look in the top drawer here where I keep my big napkins and discover one for me.
For what, Mom?
Why, for my head. Dip it in very cold water and I'll make a contact for my head.
Why don't you lie down, Mom?
How long can you lie? Papa will be home soon. There are things to do.
What?
Things to do, I said, Rosalie. Not things to talk about.
You're not going to the station?
No. And don't ask me why.
All right, but... don't you think you should go?
Whether I should or shouldn't is not my problem. The way I feel, I couldn't go. And even if I felt bad, I wouldn't want to go. What would I do? Go and stand and watch and say goodbye to Mr. Reynolds and bid him bon voyage? Where he's going, Rosalie, it's not going to be so bon. Why, does the train?
No, it's the freight train.
Give me, darling. Here. Just tie it right around my head, gently.
Sit down, Ma.
Thank you. So tie. Tighter.
All right?
No. Tighter.
All right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Papa expects you at the station, doesn't he, Ma?
He does not.
You want me to walk over to Teresa's house?
No. Her aunt came over from Bridgeport and she's tending her. And the less disturbance for the poor child at the moment, the better.
Why didn't her father want her to stay here?
Rosalie, please, what is this quizzing? Quizzlings I don't like, please. Let it ring.
Ma.
Let it ring. I had enough for telephones, no, Rosalie, huh?
Well, maybe it's some...
Let it ring. I don't want any more misinformation. I had enough. Information also, I had enough.
But, Ma, how could we know?
We couldn't and we didn't.
Ma.
You heard me, Rosalie.
No, I didn't. Rosalie, tie this around my forehead. I had headaches already, but never like this.
Sit down, David.
It was the shock.
Better call Birdie and see how she is.
I had no more calls, please. No more calls. From this morning on, I don't want to go near a telephone.
Here, Rosalie, tear up all these invitations.
Invitations to a funeral we had to write. That was my first and last experience, I hope. Rosalie, tie it tight so my temple can feel the cold.
You want me to fix something for you?
No. I just want to sit quietly and peacefully.
Ma?
Yeah?
Is it all right if I go to the station?
It is not.
Well, everybody's going to be there.
There will be one body that won't be there.
Why?
Because there's curiosity and curiosity. And the curiosity that is prompting you to go to the station to see Mr. Reynolds being taken away in handcuffs is the curiosity I don't want you to have.
But I want to see what...
That neither I don't want you to see. It's enough. Plenty. From now on and forward, I want only cheerful conversation and happy thoughts.
Aye, Mouse. Cheerful thoughts. You can't change your thoughts like a man taking off a winter coat and putting on his summer coat.
You can, David. You can if you let the sun come in. If you look for the sunny side of the cloud. Oh, yes. Nature can do it. There's a time for everything. The Bible says it too, David. There's a time for some things, and a time for all things. A time for great things and a time for small things. To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. Now's the time to be silent. Study to be quiet. That's also in the Bible. Let it ring.
Why, Molly?
Because?
Maybe it's Jake.
It's not Jake. Rosie?
I'm not touching it. Stopped.
That's fine.
Ma, why don't you lie down if you feel as badly as you do?
If I lie down, I have to take my head with me, no?
Then that's the trouble, Molly. Sometimes I wish I could put in a traffic system in my head with red lights and green lights, with danger signals.
You can, David.
How?
I'm just thinking out the system myself also, David. I have also a traffic jumble in my mind at the moment.
So?
So I'm going to do what Jake used to do when he was in the dress business.
What?
Listen, Rosalie, this is good for you to hear also.
Yes, Ma?
I remember Jake used to take stock. He would take a pencil and a paper and then take an inventory. In that way, he knew everything that he possessed. Then he would assort, pick out what were assets, and what were liabilities, and what was worth keeping, and what was ready for the junk man. We should also do likewise with our thoughts, David, because, what can accumulate in the human brain? Oh, mind, David. And only when we assort our foolish thoughts and look at them do we see how many should be dispossessed to make room for new and worthwhile ideas and feelings. So we have to clean out the garret and sweep away the cobwebs.
But some things we have to keep, no, Molly?
Some things, yes, David. But only the precious things, the memories that make our lives richer, that make our life more, not less.
Ma?
Answer it or not, Molly. No?
Answer it.
I won't if you don't want me to, Ma.
So answer it.
Hello? Hello? It's too late.
Too late, huh?
So ask the operator who it was.
Hello? Hello, operator. You rang 98. Yes? Oh. Well,
Who?
So?
Long distance.
Who long?
All right. Thank you.
Who long?
They don't keep a record of incoming calls.
But where long distance?
She doesn't know, Ma.
Doesn't know, huh?
Well, yeah. Who could it be, huh?
That's it, Ma. That's the train they're taking Mr. Reynolds away on.
Coming in or going out?
Coming in.
Oh. Well, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
And how Mr. Reynolds sowed and reaped. For years he sowed illegal weeds that reaped him a fortune.
Well, what availeth the fortune in the whole world if he loses his soul? Telephone.
Telephone.
I have it. Hello? Yes? Yes.
Give me.
Hello?
Who?
Hello?
Belle?
Hello? Oh, Mrs. Bloom?
Oh, Mrs. Bloom?
Yes,
oh, my darling, Mrs. Bloom, my friend, Mrs. Bloom. Give me.
Here, Ma.
Give me.
Here.
It's long.
Uh-huh.
The telephone was ringing.
Mrs. Bloom.
Hello? Hello, darling? Darling? Me. It's me. Me. How are you, my dear, my best friend, my lovely dear? Huh? I'm fine, I'm very well. Huh? How's everybody? Body here from Mikey. He's well. Yeah. Family's likewise so far well. Yeah. Huh? Oh. You did? Oh, you did? Wait, did you know the whole story in the newspaper?
Yeah, who should know?
Well, why should I write such a story? Darling, please come for Passover. I know it's a whole long story, Mr. Reynolds and Elizabeth Neal. That's the name. Yeah, I knew her very well. Huh? He didn't kill her. He only married her.
The scene, a meat market. The meat dealer speaking.
Here you are, Mrs. Curry. 4 red points for 2 pounds of used fat.
4 points? Why, that'll get me more than half a pound of hamburger. Saving used fat really pays off.
It sure does. And it's amazing how fast those extra red points pile up when you make an all-out job of saving your used kitchen fat. Now, don't stop at saving the fat that pours out of a pan easily. You're cheating yourself out of extra red points if you do. Cut extra fat off roasts and chicken. Then melt it down. Skim the fat off stews and soups. Scrape broilers, skillets, roasting pans. Salvage every solitary drop of fat, even if it's burned or rancid. And rush it to your meat dealer. It'll pay. The more you save, the more extra red points you'll get. 2 for every pound, remember. Used kitchen fat is urgently needed. On the home front, to help make things like soap and synthetic rubber. On the battlefront, for medicines and ammunition. That's why the OPA allows extra ration points for saving it. So save every drop, every day. Get your share of those extra red points. Well, apparently Edward Reynolds followed the advice he himself once gave Mike Hilton. Only 2 ways to get rid of a troublesome woman, he had said. Run away from her or marry her. And so, not able to run away from Elizabeth Neal, Reynolds had married her. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. On the home front, fight the war against waste. Don't waste soap in your dishpan. Soap contains vital war materials.